In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you hear about the Irish turkey? It was looking forward to Christmas. Well, he's going to get what he didn't expect, isn't he? And we all get things that we don't expect from time to time, don't we? What we hope for doesn't materialise. And a trivial example of that was back in my nursing days, and I was on a late shift, and I went to the cupboard for my ready meal, and it was one of my favourites. And I hurriedly got it together, pulled the box down, and opened the box, and it was something different. And I was so disappointed. And all I could do was eat that meal because there wasn't another one. So I was disappointed. I didn't get what I expected. Advent is a church season in its own right. It's not just a lead up to Christmas, as the popular secular culture would have us believe, with the interminable carols which can be heard ever earlier in the year. Advent is about expectancy and the anticipation of the earnest looking forward for the watching and waiting for the coming of the King in the kingdom now. And our readings this morning emphasize the messianic hope of the Old Testament and the coming of the kingdom of Christ in the New Testament. The reading from the prophet Isaiah looks forward to the time when the promised Messiah comes. With this promise comes also an expectation of an explanation of the characteristics of him and his ministry. The ministry of Jesus, of the Messiah, will be marked by his aggressive justice and righteousness on behalf of the needy. What human rulers and systems have not achieved, God's Messiah will. The characteristics of the Messiah are the hope of transformation, of love and forgiveness, acceptance and assurance. Through Christ, those with sinful natures can be transformed and live together peacefully. And our hope of a non-violent world is in spreading the message of God's love and forgiveness everywhere, for everyone to know. And I'd just like to read a part of the Romans reading for you. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs, so that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy. And then he goes on, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those who share a kindred faith can find there a basis for harmonious relations. But that total peace described in the passage from Isaiah will be fully realized only when God's kingdom is finally and completely established. Meanwhile, God maintains continuity between past deliverance and future deliverance. And in John the Baptist's message of repentance, he announced the nearness of God's kingdom, which calls for ethical fruit in keeping with repentance, and baptized in water as a sign of repentance. In verse 11 of the Gospel reading, John confirmed his own ministry. But as great and significant as his own ministry would be, it would be in the shadows of the one who was to come after him. In this passage is the first mention in the Bible of baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus would give the empowering Holy Spirit in a way that John could not. It struck me through writing this sermon how important deserts seem to be on our journey of faith. God led the Israelites through the desert. John came from the desert to preach and baptize. Jesus encountered temptations in the desert and indeed faced and wrestled with the very devil there. It is as we journey through the deserts of the extreme experience of our own hopelessness that we discover the fountain of life, the giver of sustenance, the hope that all is possible, both in this age and the age to come. I'd like to read you a few words from Mother Julian of Norwich. We shall not be overcome. Though we are in such pain, trouble, and distress that it seems to us that we are unable to think of anything except how we are and what we feel, yet as soon as we may, we are to pass lightly over it and count it as nothing. And why? Because God wills that we should understand that if we know him and love him and reverently fear him, we shall have rest and be at peace, and we shall rejoice in all that he does. I understood truly that our soul may never find rest in things below, but when it looks through all created things to find itself, it must never remain gazing on itself, but feast on the sight of God its Maker, who lives within. He did not say, "You shall not be tempers tossed, you shall not be work weary, you shall not be discomforted." But he said, "You shall not be overcome." God wants us to heed these words, so that we shall always be strong in trust, both in sorrow and in joy. It is the Messiah in Jesus that we find all that we need, which will make up our faith that will be part of the world to come. Hope, expectancy, the Holy Spirit, forgiveness, justice, peace, purity, endurance, preparation, eternal life, transformation, joy. All of these are ours in Jesus, who comes in the name of his Father, our Father, and with that, the knowledge that we will share in his eternal kingdom. The eternal kingdom that looks a bit like this. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's something to look forward to, I think. Not now. But only when we repent, when we turn away from our sins, which I believe as we all have experienced, it is no small matter. By the way, just to say, in the unlikely event that we don't know what our sin is, don't worry, because the Holy Spirit will let us know. How marvellous that we are not left in the despondency of sin and failure. We hope in Christ, the Saviour, the Deliverer, for the fulfilling of his promise to all who turn to him in repentance. He will forgive us. He has forgiven us countless times before. No, when we put our hope in Christ, God makes us his children and heirs of eternal life. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. The ministry of Christ is our ministry too, to all those who do not yet know God. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in us reaching out, desiring that all may turn around and share in God's eternal kingdom. To share in the kingdom of love, joy, peace. This is our hope. This is God's promise to us. And this hope does not disappoint us, unlike our hope in earthly things. So then let us join in this season of Advent, finding ourselves expectant and anticipating the earnest looking forward when Christ shall come again, to gather all his followers into his eternal, just, righteous kingdom, where we can partake of it eternally. And I'd like to finish with some more words of Mother Julian of Norwich, just for a moment of contemplation. We shall never be lost. I saw that God never began to love mankind. For just as man is destined to come to endless joy and so crown God's delight in his work, so man in God's thought has always been known and loved. From him we come, in him we are enfolded, to him we return. We shall find in him our whole heaven in everlasting joy, and this by the foreseeing purpose of the Blessed Trinity since before time was. In this endless love, man's soul is kept as safe as these revelations set out to show. In this endless love, we are led and looked after by God and never shall be lost. For he wills that we should know our soul to be alive, and that this life, through his goodness and grace, shall continue in heaven without end, loving him, thanking him, praising him. Amen.